What up, Busy Bee Writers? Oh my god, don't be too mad at me. It's been a freaking minute. And to be honest with you, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I want to get more into podcasting. I want to podcast more because I know there's some writers out there who are extremely, extremely busy and they don't have time to look at my face and watch my videos or have time to go to my social media. They're just on the go, and you guys are like amazing. Like, you busy writers out there, busy bees, you guys are the bomb. Like, you guys just keep hustling, keep working. I know what it's like when you struggle with that feeling, like, oh my god, my writing's never gonna get anywhere. Nothing's gonna happen with this. And I've been there where you feel like you're writing, it's just no one's hearing you, like no one's hearing your voice, but people hear you. People freaking hear you. And you want to know why? Because each of us in this planet was born unique. Everyone in this freaking world was born to be their own freaking person. And I want to let you know that who you are is valuable. And I know that sounds really cliche, but that's what this episode is all about. It's not about the value in tips and tricks anymore, because every writer is doing that. Every creator is doing that. And you can easily just grab someone's freaking content that you've researched somewhere online and just copy it into your writing. But what no one can take away from you, and I mean no one in this whole freaking world, is who you are. Because you were put on this planet to struggle, to succeed, to do everything. And you use that to share it. You put it in your writing. Because it's not about the tips and tricks. It's not about that. Because every writer does that. Every writer is giving value. And you're probably like, what the freak is value? I've heard this everywhere in content. What the flip is value? Value is something that's bringing some good to someone's life. Whether it's educational, you're teaching them something. Inspirational, motivational. You're making people get off your freaking writing so that they can get their life done. And entertainment. Entertainment is actually a value. It's how can you share your past and kind of make people feel something powerful, really powerful. Like, entertaining is not just make someone laugh. It's not. It's deeper than that. How can you make someone just feel something? And writers are really good at that. Writers are good at making people feel something, because that's what storytelling does. Because you've heard everywhere in content that storytelling is the future, and it is. And you want to know why it's the future? It's because it relates to people. When you make your writing, don't just think about how can I help someone, because everyone's doing that. What am I putting out there that makes sense? How is it giving value that makes sense at a specific time? That's what storytelling does, because you share that proof. I've been through this. And you've probably been through it too. So let's connect. Let's talk about it together. That's why you should be sharing your past as a writer. And I looked at myself and saw, why the freak am I giving up so early? I've been doing this content and I've been giving up. I've been like, why the freak are no one, you know, watching my stuff? Why the freak is no one giving me attention? I thought it, because to be honest, I thought it was about how handsome I was, how, you know, out there I was. No, it's not. It's not, because you need to know how to be yourself. That's what people want. They want you to be your own writer, because it's so, so easy to just take someone's writing and kind of give it a few, you know, finishing touches, change it up a bit, and then claim it. That's still copying, because I fell in that trap. I watched other YouTubers that I loved to death, and I copied them. And you want to know why that never works? Because I'm not that freaking person. Who I am is enough, because I was put on this planet to be different for a reason, so that I could share how different I am from everyone else. It's who I am that's going to differentiate. There can be 5 writers in a freaking room, and they can all be giving value on the same type of area. They can be writing within the same type of niche. But what's going to differentiate each of them is their story. Because I was watching the stream on Twitch. with this person who said, I'm a stream coach. I'm gonna say her name. Her name is Ashley Christ, and she is a stream coach. And there's also another stream coach in the Twitch space. And you would probably think, shouldn't we be competing? No, because they're different people. Ashley Christ's point of view is different. Shadow Fox, which is another stream coach's point of view, is different. And people are gonna go with the person that has the personality. It's not just the tips, because tips is concrete. It's something that stays the same, but people don't, all of us might be still human, but we're all different. So it's very important to have a story. And it's not, and you don't even need to have this groundbreaking story. I've been through that, I've been through DS. No, like, just share what's going on. Just share what's going on in your writing. You know, be sure to give value, but be sure to also tell a story, because that's why writers who have relatable voices, I'm going to be honest with you right now, writers that have relatable voices that are like, oh my God, I'm talking to you face to face. You know, we're going to Starbucks, we're going to have a lunch meet. That's the future, because people love creators that are real, that are just like, hey, I'm talking to you face to face. Look at the generation lately. People love content that's relatable, because people feel like I'm talking in front of you. I feel like you're at my corner, and you need to put that in your writing. You need to be sure what you're writing makes sense to why people are reading your freaking stuff. You need to make your writing bigger than something you've ever imagined. The norm, I'm not going to generalize every writer, but the norm usually for writers is, I want to put my writing out there, I want to make an income, and I probably just want to help people, and it's done. That's it. Mm-mm. That's not enough. That's honestly not enough, and I'm going to tell you why that's not enough. Because you need a mission that's so big that it scares you. Like, it scares you to death. And every night you sleep, you're like, why the freak do I have this mission? Because my mission at first was, the first platform that I made content was on Twitch. Because, like I said, I wrote and spoke more than I wrote more than I spoke sometimes. Because I was a big writer. Writing was my speaking for a very long time. And then I used Twitch kind of as a way just to kind of just as a leisure. And I was like, Twitch isn't talking about writing. And I don't really want to say that, you know, the writing tag on Twitch is that big. I actually want Twitch to have a whole writing category. I want it to have its own directory. And then I realized that that's not enough. I don't want to just bring writing to Twitch. Yes, writing is dead on Twitch. Technically, there's a few writers on Twitch, but I feel like they're missing some key points, in my personal opinion. And I don't think that's enough, because my mission has changed throughout these few months. I've been educating. I've been getting into self-education. I've been my own autodidact for a very long time. And I want to change the face of writing on every platform. I want to change it on podcasts. You know, podcasts could have its own audio blog, and that basically means audiobook, but you vocalize your blogs. You know, that's good for people who are visually impaired of reading, or they're just busy people. They can just listen to your blog vocally. I want to make content on how big that is. I don't think no one talked about that audiobook, but audio blog, you know, videos like on YouTube, you could create content on your behind the scenes. You know, you could do behind the scenes of your writing. You know, what is kind of like my deal with the writing? Like, what do I do behind the scenes? Like, how do I actually put my writing out there? You know, and Instagram can be, you know, your mini blog. You know, you can just talk about stuff, and the picture can kind of visually represent what you're doing. And I also, you know, Twitter can be like updates, exclusives, you know, what people don't get from anywhere else, because Twitter's all about getting an idea out there very quickly and very concisely at the right time. That's why Twitter is really, really hard to grow, because a lot of people think Twitter is dead, and I don't really think that, because I use Twitter for right now trailers for my videos, and that's really good because it shows people a sneak peek of the video that I'm creating. But I want to do that. We're not just writers. We have to go beyond that, because like I said in, you know, in all my content, like, you're being a writer is, in my opinion, like, the hardest form of content creation, because you're not really showing your face as a writer, you're not doing that connection, you're not doing anything, but you have to force yourself to do that. You have to write to the point where people feel like the writing is coming off the screen and they're imagining what's going on. You have to get to that point. And it's hard. It's hard to be vulnerable online. It's so freaking hard. That's why so many creators don't do it, because it's hard. It's hard to share your deepest, darkest secrets. It really is. And like I said, giving value and tips and tricks, that's easy. You can look, you can just do, you know, it's easy to make a writing on the latest hacks or how to blow up, you know, because, you know, it's just giving facts. But if you actually share the meaning behind why you're doing this, having an actual why, a mission behind all of this, people are going to stand behind that, because they see that you're not just hoping, but you have a reason why. It's not about, I'm here to help. It's, why am I helping? It's, why am I writing? Why am I doing this? You need a why. Having a why is powerful, because it stops you from giving up. You know, getting out of bed every day, that's a step to clap for, because you didn't sleep. You got off the bed. That's something to freaking clap for. And you have to just be yourself. That's what I'm trying to get out here. You have to be yourself. And that's the most cliche thing is, but it's not about writing about the topic. It's about how can you be yourself? And I'm struggling with this. And I'm going to tell you why I'm struggling with being myself. And I struggled with who I was for a long freaking time. And it's because I looked at other people. I looked at writers. I looked at creators. And I'm like, these people are killing it. They're amazing. But I'm not looking at myself. I'm not looking at what I can do. What are my strengths? That's what you need to do. Don't copy people. Don't look at people. No, it's you. It's who you are. That's what you need to focus on. Instead of doing a boxing match with creators, you know, how can I compete with them? Do a boxing match with your freaking self, because it all starts with yourself. Anything you do, it starts with your freaking self. I thought it was about, you know, how can I be the most entertaining, the most funny, the most handsome? How can I trick people? How can I do this? No, it's not about that. It's about being your freaking self. You have to know how to be yourself. And that's, we always hear that. Be yourself at school. Be yourself in, you know, so that people come to you. Because when you be yourself, people naturally come to you, because they don't see the fluff. They don't see the bluff. They see you. They don't see a mask. They just see who you are as a person. And I finally understood it. I was like, what? It all starts with myself. Like, I can't love anyone if I don't love myself. I can't help anyone if I can't help myself. I can't write to anyone if I don't write for myself. I can't create content if I don't create for myself. You have to be your own best friend. You need to know how to be your own freaking parent. And I actually watched this piece of content that talked about how to be your own parent. You know, I struggle with getting out of bed, you know, because, you know, I am still a minor. I still have, you know, still living home, but I am starting to be my own parent, and how to be more independent, how to be my own person. And it's hard. It's so freaking hard to really get out of bed and actually write content, because you just don't feel like it. And I've been there where I didn't feel like making a video for you guys. I didn't feel like doing a podcast for you guys, because myself wasn't good. My mindset wasn't in check. If you look at all these singers, all these athletes, all these people, they're killing it, because it's not because they are amazing at what they do. It's because it starts with their mindset. I guarantee freaking to you, if you tell them why they're so good, they'll tell you it's your mindset. It's all in your head how you get good at this. It's all in your head. If your mindset's in check, you're going to be good. So have a good mindset. As a writer, mindset is your everything. 80% of creation is your mindset. And the rest is actually putting the writing out there. Getting out of bed is a mindset. you know, deciding to actually write is a mindset. Deciding to reach out to people is a mindset. It's all in your head. It's all in your freaking head.
Dang it, phone. This phone is freaking about to freaking go off on me when I'm on this rant. Ugh. But yes, you know, I'm not going to even just say like, oh, subscribe to me on YouTube, you know, go on my Twitter, go on my Instagram, go on my... No, because this is my assumption. My assumption is you are probably a very big podcast listener. You probably listen to podcasts a lot, and you're probably a busy person. So it's all about keeping people on their platforms. Podcasts, when you're making a blog writing, you have to try and keep those people on the platform and not leave. And I know that sounds like really creepy and really selfish, but you have to know how to keep people on that platform and constantly reading and constantly like, what's going to happen? I'm obsessed with this person. And it starts with the story, like we said, because no one in this planet has your story. No one. And who you are as a person is, it's inspiring. Because people are not afraid. People see that you're not afraid to write down what you're feeling, write down what you believe in, write down like who you are as a person. People want to stand behind someone who's courageous, behind a writer who's courageous, who stands behind something, because they're not afraid of the haters. And haters is a good thing. Haters is a great thing, because that means, oh, I'm getting people who hate my writing. I'm getting people who hate comments that are hating on me, but they put time to read your stuff. They put time to put that comment. They put time to say crappy stuff. That's still love, because they're giving you that attention. Because debate as a writer is huge. Some people can be like, oh, I want this writer to have the worst name in the world. I hate this person. I hate this person. There's haters out there who... That there's no working around it. You're gonna get haters as a writer. You're gonna feel like the haters are gonna just hurt me. You know, they're gonna make me give up. They're gonna want to make you quit writing. But you only do that if you make them do that. You have to give them that power, and you give them that power by quitting. You give them that power by saying, I don't think I can do this anymore. You give them that power if you voice them. If there's haters out there who are bringing down your community, bringing you down, bringing down your readers' community, shut them up, throw them out. Because I struggled with this, how trying to cut people off in high school. I'm struggling right now with trying to cut people off. And if you truly love yourself, like I said, it all starts with yourself as a writer. If you truly love yourself, you would have people that love you back. You need to form a community of people that are really, really passionate, that all have a similar mission. Because my mission is to help you find your place in the writing space. And because I struggled with finding my place in this world, finding my place, but I truly believe like this is my calling, like helping writers crush it. Like that's all I want. I want you to crush it. And I know you people are like, this, like, I want to actually make this a full-time thing. I want to do this, and I want to not freaking be in bed and create, and then no one's reading. But let me tell you something. It's not about you. It's not about you. And you probably, like you heard before, I thought it was about how handsome I was, how amazing I was. I thought it was about how genius I was and how amazing I was. But it's not about you. It's about other people. Because people clicked on that writing hoping for something. And if they don't get what they hoped for, they're going to click off. And sometimes never come back. First impression is huge as a writer. You need to make sure when you write something, people are getting that story and that value. And also being shareable. That's a new thing going on. Like, how can your writing be more shareable? Because when people start talking about you, when people start being like, I love this writer, because there's some creators I will talk at homes and my parents, like, I love this person, I love him. And that's good.
that's good. When people are talking about you word of mouth, good or bad, it doesn't matter. You're still being talked about. It's better to be talked about than not talked about at all. So, as a writer, let's do a rundown. Have a story. Well, not have a story. Of course, you're your own story. Living through your life, you're your own story. But don't be afraid to freaking share your story. Because no one in this world has been through what you've been through. No one in this world has shared your life. Because you were put on this planet to be freaking different. And you have to be willing to share that. You have to be willing to share that in your writing. Share what you've been through. Share why you do this. Because that's what's going to keep you passionate. When you have this grand, almost alien mission, people are like, wow, like I've never seen someone, a writer this passionate before. This person is killing it because they're so passionate. It's going to inspire them to do their own thing. It's going to inspire them to do stuff. Make sure you give value. And value and storytelling go together. Because when you share that value, people are going to be like, this person knows a lot, but I want to know why they're doing this. Why are they creating and writing the way they are? It's because you've probably struggled. The most successful people in this world have struggled. Many writers. I guarantee you, every successful person that you know been through crap. They did not have things handed to them. They had to do it themselves. They've had people say you're not going to make it. They've had people, you know, people say you're not good at this. They've had times where they wanted to quit their passion. And I don't want that for you. I almost quit doing this. Because, you know, I've had people say, you know, who you are is not enough. You know, this isn't, you're not even good at this, you know. But that, you shouldn't let that bring you down. You should let that empower you. Because you'll be like, okay, tell me all that. I'll show you. I'll create this big, huge blog and freaking blow you guys' pants off. Because you probably want to be like, oh, I just want to diss all those people that have freaking made me feel like crap. Do it. You have to actually prove people wrong. You have to piss some people off. And that's even harder, pissing people off, because we can't create for everyone. If you try to write for everyone, you're writing for no one. So you have to have that set in stone. You have to have that in check. Because the creators that have blown up in this industry are the people who are not afraid to be themselves, are not afraid to create amazing content, but also make sure it's themselves at the same time. That's hard. Because when you're yourself, you build trust. And trust is why so many writers have blown up. Because people have put their faith and their hands in them to take care of them. Because when you're writing for people, they're like your babies. You're giving to them. And they've come to you. Out of everyone, they've decided to read your stuff. So don't waste their freaking time. Write for them. You know, write. Your writing has to provide something for them. When people come to your writing, they're expecting something because they clicked on your thing and read it. So you need to make sure that you're not wasting their freaking time. That's why it's not about you. Because it's like dating, you know. You don't just immediately say, oh, let's get married, let's do a honeymoon. No, you have to flirt with them a little bit, you know, when you're flirting, give them writing, give, and then they'll decide, okay, maybe this guy's it, maybe this girl's it, maybe this person's it, let's do it. That it's like dating. It really is like dating. And once you start to be like, oh, like this is actually getting really good, then you can decide to say, will you marry me? And stuff like that. Because it's a process. It's not like, oh, I blow up in one day. It doesn't work like that. You don't just blow up as a writer in one freaking day. You have to write stuff that is relatable. You have to not just write stuff that helps people, but it's relatable. I've been stressing that in my content lately about relatable writing and relatable, putting your writing out there that's gonna, speak to people. Wow, this person is like my spirit animal. Like, that's how you do it. Don't be afraid to be your freaking self, please. Because right now, believe it or not, my old podcast episodes, I would talk, but sometimes I'll look at a script. But right now, I'm not talking with a script because that teaches me how to be myself. If I just talk with just myself, I'm in a room right now and I'm just talking. And you probably are like, your audio is a lot better. It's because I actually realized that if you record a podcast in a open room, it actually helps my voice kind of be better. And I didn't know that. So now I'm going to be recording podcasts in much more open rooms because it helps your voice kind of be better. And also, this podcast is also going to be going into on SoundCloud because I'm going to be honest, a few weeks ago, I've actually been getting into SoundCloud and I'm like, whoa, this is the bomb. Because when you're a writer, you have to think about people in this generation are lazy. They're lazy. So you have to make it as easy as you can. You know, something as simple as just click this to get here, swipe up. You know, make it easy for people. Don't make people go there. Make sure you click this and then go here, go here, go here, go here, go here, go here, go here. No, people are lazy as freak. So that's why I don't really am big on shoutouts. Because yes, it's good to shout out people in your writing, but you need to make sure it's not like, it's like when you shout out someone, it's really easy for people to not care because you're not giving them a reason to care. That's why when you are shouting yourself out in a space, your first impression has to be good. Like, you don't just say, hi, I'm a writer and I help people and I write for people. No, you have to talk about your mission and your beliefs, what you stand for, because people are going to be like, well, wow, this.
The battery cut out. But yes, you have to, when you shout yourself out, you actually have to give people a reason, like a firm reason, like I'm here to give to you without anything in return. Because yes, it's this generation in content and writing, it's all about how can you just give to people. You know, I'm here to help, I'm here to give, I'm here to make your life better, and I'm here to change the world as a writer. Yeah, you have to think that big and that philosophically, because people, this generation is changing and you have to be adaptable. You have to know how to adapt to this changing generation as a writer. It's not just, you know, I think of a writing idea, I plan it out, I put it out there, and then I market it. Mm-mm. You have to really kind of create your own SEO and create your own algorithm. Because, you know, I've watched these videos about how to make your writing good SEO, how to make your writing have a good algorithm. No, you have to create your own algorithm. Test crap out. See what works. And whatever is working, do it over and over and over and over again. Because some people are like, oh, you know, sometimes it's not about that you're not, you might be doing something good in your writing, but you're not doing enough of it for people to really see it. That's why you have to take risks. Taking risks is huge. But yes, this episode, I'm actually bulk recording. I'm going to be doing another podcast episode that might actually come out today. And yeah, I just want to let you know that if you're a writer who feels like they're lost, who feels like they want to quit, who feels like they want to give up, just look at yourself. Look how far you've come. You know, you have achieved so much. I know it. You've done things. You've done a lot. And just remember, who you are is enough.
Always freaking remember why you started what you started. Because people are going to, your readers are going to understand you a lot better. Because they understand, they just don't see that you're helping, but you have a reason behind why you're helping these readers. Why are you helping these people? Because it's about looking at a group that's suffering. Look at solutions, solve their problems, and then tell your story on why you're solving their problems. That's all you really need. That's all you really need. And be yourself. Just be your freaking self. That's how you're never going to give up. That's how you're going to actually write forever and people are going to start reading your stuff because you're different. You're standing out because you're simply sharing your past and being yourself, because not a lot of writers can do that. Not a lot of creators can do that. Not a lot of people in the online space can do that. And if you can do that, you're set.
And I know that's really simple to say, but who you are is enough, and you just have to share that person and your writing to your community, to your readers, and not be afraid to get some hate along the journey and along the way. But yes, don't forget to find your place in the writing space. And I'm gonna, you know, start doing more content about this, you know, try to be as relatable as I can, and not just be a textbook. It's not about being a textbook, it's about being an open book. So yes, I'll see you in the next one. See ya later. Bye. Yes.